Welcome back to the VBPH Sermon Podcast. This is our final episode of the year. Season 5 is now going behind us, and this is a special bonus episode as we are having a little town hall year-end meeting here on Zoom, being recorded live on this Thursday night, and we're so glad to have all of our guests with us. I guess our panel of distinguished and honored guests. I think all of you have been on the podcast at some point or another. We're glad to have you as a listener joining in. If you are listening to this later, we appreciate you listening. So this is a final meeting of the year, and we have some things to share with you. So let me first of all introduce who we have with us tonight, and we may pick up a few more along the way as we go. But first of all, we've got Pastor Sean Wolfe, who hopefully our audience will remember from just a few days ago. We posted his Testimony Tuesday again because it was the most downloaded Testimony Tuesday of the year. So say hello, Pastor Wolfe.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. And we've also got Pastor Nick Half from Cincinnati, Ohio, snowed in, but still looking well. Say hello.
Hello, good to be here.
We've also got Pastor Kevin Ashley from the DC meat grinder up there. We're glad that he's here. Say hello, Pastor Ashley.
Hey, greetings, everyone.
And of course, Dave Smail is along for the ride. I hope you've got all of your audio issues figured out. Are you there, Dave? Well, I can see his face anyways, so he'll be popping in as soon as he figures out what's going on there. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Say hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
And we also have Miss Alyssa Campbell. Welcome to the conversation. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for letting me join.
Oh, well, we wanted as many as possible, so thank you for coming. So, We have kind of a little outline of some things we want to talk about here tonight. So, but I don't want this to just be a monologue. I want this definitely to be a dialogue among all of us. And I want to ask you to feel free to jump in as often as you want. So for maybe let's go around the horn real quick. And as you introduce yourself, maybe you can share with people where you live, where you are serving God, how long you've been there, and how long you've been a listener of the podcast. So start with Pastor Wolfe there.
Well, my name, obviously, Sean Wolfe, my wife, Selena, my two kids, Tess and Luke, got two teenagers. We're laboring here in Hope Mills, North Carolina. We've been here just a little over 2 years now. Our mother church is in Clovis, New Mexico, under Pastor Peter Olson. Everybody probably knows more of his brother Mark Olson out in Tempe. But yeah, we're loving it here in the East Coast. I was in New Mexico for the 20 years prior to moving here. This is my second time pioneering out here. God's been good. For those of you who have listened to the story of the action adventure novel or drama or whatever you want to call it, God is faithful. God has given us two families we're working with. We're running anywhere between 10 to 12 folks in Bible studies, and we're really aggressively pushing in to demonstrative power of the Holy Ghost. All of our outreaches, everyone is, can we pray for you? Are you hurt? Are you sick? Do you think you're sick? You know, and we'll lay hands on right in the middle of Walmart or Target or wherever we're at, and just having a great time.
Amen. And how did you first get connected to the podcast?
I think Pastor Ed Tijero was the first one, really, right as we moved. We were able to make friends with Ed Tijero and Rick Buckles, who are both pastoring here in Fayetteville as well. And but Pastor Ed Tijero was like, hey, there's this podcast we all listen to. And, you know, Pastor Deontay Scott and Eric Burton and others who and so it's always nice to have a podcast or another nice Christian voice to listen to as opposed to whatever else is out there. And so I've been a listener ever since, you know, and just been really enjoying the time and getting to meet some people through this venue.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I wanted to ask you about, since your testimony is fresh on our minds, I listened to the whole thing again on Tuesday. Give us the update. How's your health? How you been since we talked?
Well, I'm needing to meet with my cardiologist again for the past 2-3 weeks. I keep going into tachycardia. What that means is my heart rate will go north of 110 beats per minute. I was in an episode for 3 hours today. Don't know why. I think it's just the holidays, the stress, and, you know, through the events of life. But I guess you can say I've had a subtle increase in cardiac unwanted activity, but nothing that's been warranting an emergency room visit or, you know, no drastic measures. I mean, you know, 6 heart surgeries is enough. Thank you very much. And so, you know, we just take it one day at a time, you know. So it's just one of those things. It's like either I can sit there and worry and fret about it, or I can just press on. And I just choose to press on it because life is worth living.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can go to the emergency room every time it happens, but as many of you guys know, I'll go to the VA hospital, and everybody also knows how undesirable that is for any one of us. You know, that's like last resort, because they really wouldn't do much with me anyways, other than ship me off to a bigger hospital and pump me full of drugs. And I don't like that sensation. I don't like that feeling. And so, but we're getting through. I probably just, you know, once we're over conference in Prescott, you know, it has to be something. You know, the prayer and fasting is coming up. Conference, I'm sorry, is always stressful. You know, we're traveling from the East Coast all the way back to Arizona. Airfare, lodging, rental cars. You know, I travel all the time for my job, and I hate traveling, although I just do it all the time anyways. But yeah, so we're making it though.
Good, good. Okay, well, thank you for that. So we have a newcomer that I will introduce also to the audience, Pastor Rick Warren, all the way over there in the left coast in California. Welcome to the conversation. Glad you're here with us.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Out here, you know, plowing my way through this 80, 70 degree temperature, you know.
It's got to be rough. Got to be rough.
It's tough, man, you know.
We'll pray for you. We will pray and fast.
I appreciate that, man. You know, it's really tough out here.
Well, the question was, where are you listening from, and how long have you been a listener?
Where am I listening from? What do you
mean? Yeah, where are you serving God? Remind everybody. Oh, and he muted himself.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
There you go. You're good.
Somebody called. Yeah, somebody tried to call me. You know, our work never stopped.
Well, let's come back to Rick. So let's go to Alyssa. Oh, yeah, okay. You're ready.
Okay.
You're ready. Okay, yeah, go.
So I'm out here in San Pedro. We're a neighborhood. We're technically considered a neighborhood in Los Angeles. We're right here on the port of Los Angeles, right across the bridge from Long Beach. And tight-knit little community down here. Most people here, born and raised, you know, a lot of pride, a lot of community, you know, just it's real small, tight-knit, different vibe down here, you know. Everybody in San Pedro has something that says San Pedro on it. Hat, shirt, tattoos, everybody, like literally, old people, young people, they're so proud of being from San Pedro. It's really crazy. And I don't know if I'm saying too much, or, you know, going above and beyond, but I had a lot of coffee today.
Quite all right.
Yeah. No, so, and that's what makes it kind of tough getting some traction down here, though, is because everybody's so used to their, the customary way of doing things, you know, they're ingrained with their religion and everything. But you know, we're plowing along down here, and things are going well. And I've been listening since right around June, I think, is when I did my podcast, right before Prescott Conference. And so it's really cool to hear everybody's testimonies, and then you know, be able to listen to the different sermons. And you know, the Wayman Wednesdays always are very insightful, and then the text messages in the group can be pretty entertaining. And so, yeah, it's good to see everybody in person, you know, and put some faces with some of these names.
That's cool. That's cool. So yeah. Remind me again how you were introduced to the podcast.
It's a good question. Jeremiah Wacker.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, Jeremiah of course. Wacker.
So, yeah, I touched base with him earlier today. He said that he's got a meeting going on, but he's going to skip out of his meeting to join us at some point during the conversation. So hopefully we'll see him tonight.
That would be great, because I haven't talked to Jeremiah Wacker in probably 14 years. him and I have a funny story. If he's willing to share it from when I was in Tyler, Texas, pioneering the first time. But, yeah, it would be really good to see him. So I hope he does join.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I think he'll be able to break away to join us. Miss Alyssa Campbell, tell us for the audience who doesn't know you, where you are, how long you've been serving the Lord, and how long you've been listening to the podcast.
Hey, yeah, Pastor. I must have missed the memo that this was going to be recorded and posted, but man, I'm so grateful. We have been living in Memphis, my husband and two kids, in Memphis, Tennessee, for about 4 years now. It has definitely been, it's been interesting. It's been a journey. We moved here, there was no fellowship church. And so, you just go to the best church you can find. But honestly, finding the podcast has been such a huge, huge blessing. And really important, especially since in this season we've gone through some trials. And I think I started listening to the podcast. I was doing a project, I think, for Pastor Campbell, and I was reaching out, and you had directed me to the podcast.
Pastor
Campbell
did?
Do you recall that? No. You did. I think I had sent out an email inquiring.
Oh yeah.
On some information. I was making a project, doing a project for Pastor Campbell, I think for his 80th birthday or something like that. But it's been a huge, huge blessing. When shortly after we moved here, we had some critical decisions to make. I was diagnosed with brain cancer, had to go to Arizona, all this kind of stuff. And so that trial and that season, there was a lot of attack, I think, to try to question my faith. And even though we were going to church here, it's just not the same. You know, it's not the same as fellowship. And even though it was just podcast, you know, so encouraging, so uplifting, so convicting, honestly, at the same time, you know. And even for those, it makes me think of those families where, you know, spouses have backslidden and sometimes feeling alone. But the encouragement and the hope and the truth that's found just through the sermons and through the chat. Very, very grateful that you guys do this podcast.
Well, thank you for that. That's very encouraging. Pastor Nick Half, let's hear from you. Introduce yourself for our audience. I don't know how they wouldn't know you, but just in case, new listener.
Sure. So my name is Nick Half. I'm pastoring in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, with my wife and two very beautiful, wonderful girls. Been here just shy of 9 years. This is our home of record. Joined the military at 19 and we've been gone for 19 years. And God just so has brought us back full circle just to the southern part of Ohio. And we're loving it. Loving it. Great city. Great people. Desperate need, no doubt, with every, like every city in America and across the world, desperate need. So lots of opportunities here. We've been trying to capitalize on as many of them as possible, just witnessing and outreaching. I think you and your church came down here a year and a half, maybe upwards of 2 years ago, to go visit the Ark, which is just south of here in Kentucky. And that's when you were talking to me about the podcast and I got turned on to that. And so just a couple real positive things that have happened just since listening to the podcast, just to kind of cap off what Alyssa also said, just super encouraging, convicting. I'm a mechanic. I work on forklifts for a living. So I've, you know, been covered in grease and listening to the podcast and just sat there and prayed, God help me, after some of them sermons. And not only that, but made connection with some guys. Testimonies have been extremely encouraging and helpful. Some of the gentlemen that are even on the webinar here tonight, hearing their testimonies and just giving you hope, man, as you're out there slugging it out. Sorry, the clock's going off. So yeah, just real, really encouraging last year and a half or 2 years since I've been listening to the podcast. Been a lifeline for me. Very, very encouraging.
Oh, cool. Okay, one more. Pastor Kevin Ashley, why don't you just quickly introduce yourself and let the audience know how long you've been a listener also.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Kevin Ashley. Yeah, I've been listening since, I think now I was doing a math on my fingers. It's looking close to 4 months now when we were at the Norfolk Harvesters, and then you approached me about doing the podcast, and you linked me up, and I was able to listen to a few of my heroes, my pastor, and a couple other folks, and recently Pastor Rodriguez was another one, and then many of the testimonies that many of the guys on here have done are, you know, amazing stories, wonderful to hear. We've been out pastoring. This is our first time pastoring, and we went out about almost 2 years ago now, August of 2020. We got to our city. We're in Laurel, Maryland. This is right between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, so prime location. We're connected right to Fort Meade military base. It's a big joint base, cybercom, all of that stuff. And we're right here. As soon as we got here to our city, right away, we were fortunate. A few folks started gathering with us, so we had to get right after it pretty fast and start having, you know, Sunday services. And we started with, you know, wanted to start the routine and at least facilitate those three services a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. We weren't preaching. I wasn't preaching all of those, but we was gathering the folks on those days, whether it was a Bible study or showing, you know, thank goodness streaming was going on. So we were able to show Woodbridge or something like that. And just have folks gather together so that we could be used to that routine and we wouldn't have to necessarily, you know, challenge or grow into it. I've heard different stories and I got saved in a pioneer setting, so it was wonderful. My pastor was pioneering, just had a handful of folks when we came into the church. So we were around for to see the church grow, send out a couple of folks, then finally we went out and so on and so forth. So it's been an exciting journey. We love this city. Since we've gotten here, 6 months later, another church came into the area, into Baltimore. Less than a year later, another church came into Baltimore. And now we got a church in Annapolis, and all four of us, we're all about 30 minutes apart from each other. Really close. We're connected. We're always hooking up, having a wonderful time together. So we're trying to take Maryland for Jesus, and we're excited here.
Amen. And for the audience who's listening to this later on, we'll leave links in the show notes to the relevant Testimony Tuesday episodes where all of you have given your testimony, except, I'm sorry to say, except for Miss Alyssa Campbell. But I think everybody else here has done a big Testimony Tuesday. So, Very cool. So this was not supposed to be a fishing for compliments session, although I do appreciate all of the kind words that you shared. And, you know, the podcast is it's not like Dave and I can take a whole lot of credit. You know, we are just posting the amazing sermons that have been preached by fellowship preachers. And so all the credit goes ultimately to God for inspiring those guys and for giving them to our fellowship. So we're grateful that we can at least be a vessel to allow God to move in people's hearts. And so the next question I have is kind of a toss it out there and see if anybody has a good answer do you remember any messages or testimonies that you've heard over the last year that have really stood out to you or really affected you in some way? I'll throw it out there. If you got an answer, go for it.
I'll go for it. I really love the testimony Tuesday of Pastor Kevin Baker down in Stark, Florida. What can I say? I mean, just an amazing, amazing man of God, just amazing testimony. And not to mention, he was like a Navy rescue swimmer that like rescued people for real.
Yeah, like bona fide hero.
It's just,
has the presidential honor award to prove it, you know?
Yeah, he's like Pastor Captain America or something. This was a sermon that was preached in our most recent Bible conference, but then of course we posted it on the podcast, and it was Greg Mitchell, The Pivot.
Yeah, amazing message.
Life-changing sermon.
Because?
Well, it was very, very practical. And that's what I love about pretty much everything Greg Mitchell preaches, is it's just so down to earth. It's not, out in the theoretical world. It's just nuts and bolts, brass tacks, easy to understand, and practical for your life and your ministry right now. So, he tells the story about going to South Africa, and he was so sure he was supposed to be in this one area, nothing was happening, but he was just open to pivoting somewhere else if he needed to. And so all these people he was meeting was from Mitchell's plane, which was like one town away. And so he said, let's pivot, and boom, revival. And now it's a conference center today, you know? So it really echoed something that I've heard from other missionaries, that you have to, I remember Pastor Scott Grabowski, when we went to Tanzania, told us almost the number one thing as a missionary is the ability to roll with punches. You have to be able to just, if somebody burns you or rips you off or whatever, you have to be able to say praise God and shift and do something else. And so that it was so reminiscent of that. I mean, and it was just a word I needed to hear right at that moment. So.
Yeah, very good. That's the interesting thing about sermons, is that it's not only that the sermons are good, but it's that when the timing is right, you know, those words in due season, that's what we need. So anybody else have one that comes to mind that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, Adam, I can't remember the name of the sermon, but it was Greg Mitchell. And to Dave's point, just nuts and bolts, very practical, very simple, but extremely profound and impactful. And it was talking about the five pillars of our fellowship or our mission. And I actually typed them into my phone, and so I'll just read them. One is pillar one is the local church and preaching. Two is evangelism, find a crowd or create it. Three is discipleship, train them in-house. Four is church planting. And five world evangelism. Just so simple, but in a nutshell, that's the heart of God, and that's what we're following after. And I mean, you give us a give me a pattern and I can follow it, and there it is right there. And so that was that sermon. I'm lots of sermons, but that one really you know, just nuts and bolts and just practicality and common sense. And then Pastor Sean Wolfe's testimony really impacted me, just his courage, his kids, his wife, all that he's gone through, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, up and down, gave me made me feel like a sissy after listening to his testimony, man. What a genuine hero of the faith in my book. So I think I even gave him the old Marine Corps salute. So yeah, God bless you, man. Appreciate you and praying for you.
Praise God. Well, Pastor Wolf, I'll let you comment after that.
Oh, I don't have really anything to say. I mean, it says in the Bible to encourage one another, right? To bear each other's burdens in the sincerity, and to in that, to not be a stumbling block to each other. And one of the great blessings that we've had here in Fayetteville is having Etihero and Rick Buckles is 30 minutes away from us in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So Dave Suspansky is 2 hours away, and Raleigh was where Sean Duckett was, I'm sorry, and so many other people. But having friends, it really goes a long way. You know, especially when I was back at my mother's church, Clovis is like 2 hours away from any other city. I mean, literally, you're on the highway doing 80, 85 miles an hour before you hit another population center. And so, you know, being here, I was like, wow, we're so spoiled because there's so much more fellowship churches. And then, you know, the podcast and the joining together and, you know, hearing stories that you never would have heard here otherwise. It's refreshing to hear other testimonies. Obviously, I don't have one because they're all so valuable to me. You know,
pretty diplomatic of you.
Well, you know, I mean it. I mean, it's because it's like, you know, we're all in a fight. We're all different men and women, you know, Alyssa and everything. And so we have our own things that are in front of us that nobody else is ever going to experience. But we can share common grounds because we all confess Jesus as our Savior and our Father, Protector, you know, so on and so forth. And just as God is so into diversity and you know, dynamics, different flavors, different talents, different gifts, you know, it's like all of us virtually, I mean, you know, it's like, I bet all the old timers in fellowship, you know, where was this 30 years ago, you know, to be able to crosstalk so easily. And then of course now through video and then having something, you know, many things come out every week is refreshing, because if not, you know, if anyone's like me, you can get busy with work, follow up, you know, just your outreaches. And, you know, if you're all by yourself, you'll want to punch a wall eventually. I mean, I'm not the only one who's guilty, you know, and it's just like the break to reach out or to connect through each other is it's a saving grace, you know, and it's just a nice form to do that.
Pastor, if I could tag off of that, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And to answer your question, as far as favorite sermons, I think it ties into what Mr. Wolf said was Pastor Richard Ruby's sermon on the bus stop. And are you going to ride it to the end? You know, one, are you going to get on the bus? And then are you going to ride it to the end? Because that bus is going to stop. And there's so many seasons in life or situations where it can almost feel tempting, you know, to just out of weariness or, you know, whatever the situation is, to compromise. to just go through the motions instead of full-fledged on fire for God and choosing to ride that bus. But as he was talking about just the fellowship and the connection, I'm so grateful to be part of a fellowship where we do link together. Even though we've never met face-to-face, you know, there's just that dynamic, that spirit. And in that sermon, Pastor Richard Ruby shared the story of the gentleman that fell in between the platform and the train, and he couldn't get up. And those trains are set on a specific time frame. And so everybody got out of the train and they're pushing this train so he could get free. And, you know, just like God called us, you know, the church to link together, to labor together, to love together, to share each other's burdens. I think Pastor Richard Ruby's is the sermon that really spoke to me personally. So.
Very good. Kevin, I saw you on mute there. Did you have one more?
Yeah, I came off mute. I think it's just wonderful. All of the testimonies are amazing. And I think I said, you know, Pastor Wolf, he tells his story so amazingly well, right? He has that radio voice and you can listen to him for a long time. Yeah, it tells a great story. But of all the testimonies, you know, you guys kind of started by saying, you know, go beyond the conference, you know, you give your 2-3 minute spiel, but you don't really know much about a person from that. But these testimonies, you dig in and we get to hear a lot of the stories that maybe there's a lot of things that I find myself relating. I find myself in other people's testimonies. So, yeah, me too. I went through the exact same thing. Or there's things that people have done in their testimonies, and I say, I wish I would have done those things. And now I try to add that to my repertoire and say, from this point forward, I'm going to respond just the way that person responded in their story. So I think it's really wonderful. And you get to, definitely hear things that's very helpful for us. So I love it.
Yeah, man, that's wonderful. Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I gotta share with the group here that I remember pretty clearly. This was probably 2003. Maybe earlier, 2002 or three, in that range. I remember being in Bulgaria, and that was the time when the iPod was so popular. Like this, before iPhone, you know, before everybody had a phone in their pocket, or if they did, it was a Nokia that blew up when you dropped it. And I remember messing around with iTunes and discovering podcasts for the first time. And I fell in love. Like, there was a couple of podcasts that I just got instantly addicted to early on. And I thought at the time, wouldn't it be amazing to get even like once a month or once a week, a fellowship sermon with, you know, from the perspective of you know, men of God and, you know, people who are like-minded. And so that was a long time in the making, that this podcast has finally come together. And so it's pretty cool to see, you know, to see what God is doing through that. I'm really appreciative for the opportunity. So that's a good place for us to move forward. We have a couple of things that we wanted to kind of share with everybody. And again, feel free to jump in.
Wait, Pastor Dragoon, don't you have a favorite testimony and favorite sermon?
Well, yeah, all of my sermons are my favorites.
Oh, yes, of course.
No, I gotta say, Pastor Ray Ruby, I think the fact that we even got him on the podcast was great. I think I was nervous while I was interviewing him, so I didn't ask all the good questions, but that was a really good one for me, because I do look up to him quite a lot, and he even shaped our missionary experience while we were there in Bulgaria. So I was very glad to have him on the show. And, you know, just to go back in the history of the Tucson church, especially, and hear from his perspective what God did there was really powerful. I really enjoyed that. And also yours, Dave, your testimony is always one of my favorites. So that was, I think, the first one of the season For those who haven't heard it, better go back and listen. Yeah.
But it's funny that you mentioned Ray Ruby, because you normally do the Testimony Tuesdays, and your voice had gone out. And you're like, Dave, I need you to step in and do this Testimony Tuesday interview. I said, okay, who is it? Ray Ruby.
What?
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah. I can't interview Ray Ruby. What do you mean? But he was very gracious. Just easy to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. We wanted to share with everybody something that has rolled out. Oh, so there is a user, somebody who has just entered the room named Zoom User. This could either be really good or really bad. Okay, hold on a second. Got the button on kill it. Let's see, who is Zoom User? Well, if you're listening, we're glad that you're here with us. Let us know who you
suspense
are.
Suspense is killing me.
I know. Zoom User. All right. Well, that will be anonymous for now. So, what I wanted to announce to everybody was about something that rolled out just in the last couple of days, which is the WhatsApp group has made some improvements. I don't know if you've noticed, but we were able to create a community around the podcast. And so what that means is you can create multiple groups within the WhatsApp community. So it's interesting. I was able to create the normal group that we've all been a part of so far, but then also an off topic. So it just is kind of a way to have different channels. If you're ever familiar with the Discord app, you know how you can have different discussions and different channels. That's kind of the idea behind what they're doing. So for those who are listening, if you are part of our WhatsApp group, there will be some, you know, some changes of how things are organized there. And so my idea for this meeting was to ask if there was any good ideas that you might have for other channels or topics that we can have as groups in the community. Any ideas, brainstorms?
I got some.
Let's hear it.
And first, I'm not even on your WhatsApp group.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I've never gotten an invite, or is there an invite? I have no idea. But I do have some, because I think that's a great idea. I think one of the groups, one can be just like pioneering, for pioneer pastors to collaborate, ask questions, you know, kind of like an amnesty box. Like, they're, you know, the only stupid question is one that's not even asked, because it can't be resolved if not. Another one would be like follow up, like different ideas for follow up. If something is working, you know, for you, Nick, in Cincinnati, or you, Dave, or anybody else, like, hey, we tried this out and this is a smashing success. That could be one channel, group, whatever, within the community. I guess even following up with that, another one would just be, you know, unique or novel outreach ideas. I'm not saying anything weird or stupid. I'm just like, it could be the old faithful is what I'm trying to get, you know, different ideas just to see kind of, or what's working, what's not working. But yeah, those are the ones right off the top of my head, at least for different topics. So they're not bleeding in, or it's not too big, you know, because, you know, some of those discussions can go down some really horizontal rabbit holes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's some really good ideas we're going to implement in the next couple of weeks. So definitely. Anybody else got some, got an idea? Okay.
Dave. Yeah. Sermons. Like sermon building.
Sermonizing. Oh, totally.
Yeah. Sermonizing.
I think it would be cool to have a weekly Zoom meeting like this for sermonizing. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. If we were able to share like illustrations or quotes, or, I mean, I'm guilty of writing my own illustrations. No one. I just had this idea. I was like, I can't find the story. I know I'll write one. just someone once said, and you know, who knows, right? It worked every time.
That's fantastic. Make the story to fit the sermon.
I mean, you know, so sometimes you're like, okay, this is a really good spot in the sermon for an illustration. You just can't find the one. You're like, you know, needs to do it. And so I've taken like, I know I'll just write my own. So yeah, I'm guilty of that. And it's just a story, you know, it doesn't have to be true. Because yeah. I get illustrations out of, I have hundreds of books downstairs that I do all the time. So, hey, why not?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I feel guilty changing a word or two in different stories and illustrations, and you make the whole thing up. I don't feel so bad now.
No, hey man, my pastor called it. It's a pastoral license to do that, and so I was like, because you know I was doing this with Bible studies years ago, and I called as a pastor. Do you remember the story about this? And he goes, no. And he goes, what do I do? He goes, make it up. I said, yeah. And so, I mean, you know, I don't do it all the time, obviously, because, you know, you want relevant stories that maybe other people have heard about that will be impactful. But still, hey, maybe another group would be offerings.
Offering illustrations.
Oh, I'm sometimes you're digging all over the place. But that'll be a good little tool bag. We can all, it's our own wiki. We contribute, we can pull out.
Oh, man. The real, whoever is the real nerd can create a wiki for pastors at CFM.
Well, not me. What about even a little further than that, maybe making a Dropbox or a OneDrive where people can share, you know, their offering illustrations or their, you know, sermon ideas or even just regular illustrations, and we can either upload or download anything that we have that we feel would be a good share.
Yeah, I think I already have a good folder full of resources that I could even share, begin sharing for resources, and also eBooks. I've got this folder full of eBooks that is just, it's an unlimited resource. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. Somebody shared it with me, and there's got to be 500 books in there that you can preach out of. So yeah, that's a great idea too. say again.
I was gonna say that ebook resource, my pastor had that years and years ago. He's got thousands of ebooks, and he's got one on every topic, and I just can't read on electronic devices. I'm just too afraid. I'd rather have the paper because I like having my sticky notes in there, and when I reference them for sermon crafting, I can, you know, that's just me. But
don't worry. Yeah, I'm sure they've all been legally acquired. So, yeah, that's great. Any other ideas on that before we close that topic?
Not a topic for a WhatsApp group, but just a thought I had is, coming into the new year, any thoughts out there for themes for the new year? I don't know if you guys do themes. This is my second year with a theme, and I think I have one. I have one right now that I'm running with, and just wanted to know if
let's hear it. Maybe we'll be inspired.
Yeah, and trust it. So the text is, I think it's First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4 and. Let me look at the text. Where do I have it right here? Oh, yeah. I got it right here. It says, but as we've been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tested the hearts. So that's the theme that I'm running with this year. And I think that'll give me opportunities to preach on trust throughout the year. And so many texts, you know, compels us throughout the Bible for us to trust God. But here's a time that's, I feel it's even weightier, where not only for us just to trust God, but here God is entrusting us with his word. He's entrusting us with the gospel, with the good news. So hoping to encourage our congregation to, no matter what, as you go through the ebbs and flows of the year, know that you're being counted on by God. He's entrusting you. And at the same time, that as we go through those ebbs and flows and ups and downs, that, you know, we always need to be reminded to trust God, no matter what we go through. So
We must be on the same wavelength, Pastor Kevin. We must be on the same because last night in our Wednesday night service, I preached a message similar to that. I called it prudent planting, and it was from the parable of the four soils. And something I read, you know, or I realized after reading that when I was studying, and something that, you know, the Bible's cool like that, that you can read it 1,000 times and get something new. And the thing that I got new out of that story was, why is this farmer planting in such stupid places 3 out of the 4 times? And if you're a good farmer, you're not going to plant in rocky soil. You're not going to plant on hard ground. You're not going to plant where it's full of weeds. You're going to plant in good soil. And obviously Jesus was using that as an illustration, but the idea is that, yes, we've been entrusted with the gospel seed, which is so precious. And it's a waste of our time and energy to be simply throwing the seed everywhere. Well, we've got to target our efforts. And so that was the idea, is we need to focus on the people that God is already moving on, and not just, you know, randomly. And the idea too is like the fruit, if you're going to go pick fruit off of a tree, you're not going to go before it's ripe. If you're trying to pull fruit off of the tree before it's ripe, you're going to have a really hard time. And by the way, the fruit's not going to be good. So when you wait for the right time, and this is true of people too, like there is such a thing as God's timing for when salvation is supposed to happen. Like think about, I'm about to preach my whole sermon here, but think about, you know, if somebody had approached you with the gospel 5 years before you got saved, or 10 years before you got saved, or 5 years after you got saved, then that wouldn't be the right time. But God's word came at exactly the time that it needed to come. And so it's the idea is, when you're on outreach, you know, we're looking for the people that God's already moving on, and we're not going to waste time on the religious and the back, you know, people who are dead set against the gospel. We're looking for the people that are open, that are broken, that are ready to receive. So I'll throw that out there. Any comments?
I can kind of piggyback. I just finished my sermon for Sunday morning for the new year. And, you know, Kevin, you're talking about themes.
And this guy's on it.
I never really thought about doing themes. I know some guys do themes for a month. They do different theme every month, and they usually put on their calendar for their folks. And, you know, for me right now, everything is this basic Christianity 101, like, who is Jesus? What's the Bible? the Holy Trinity, you know, this is the Holy Ghost. I ended up writing, I was real inspired yesterday, just lots on my mind and everything. And anyways, what I wrote was Many Sparrows. My whole direction that I felt really lived in or moved into for people today is to impart value to them. You know, I have a very tender heart for broken things, right? You know, living with a broken heart. And, you know, Lissa, you mentioned brain tumor. I was like, I have not, you know, heard anything about it. I was like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I can empathize with the thoughts that run through your mind. And, you know, there are those people I reach out I meet in our community here all over the place, but also the people who feel rejected. Their families rejected them, their friends have rejected them. Now the government's rejected them. You know, they were so hanging on for what Biden was going to do, you know, or whatever. And they feel empty inside. And it's like, they're finally coming to the realization, like, you know, whenever we knock on a door, I go up to a person into a store and I ask them their name and I give them mine. And I'm like, well, how are you? And they just give this answer. I'm like, oh, I just can tell you're really worried about something. And you know, I'm pressing into what I'm getting them to open up. And, you know, by the end of the conversation, whether it be a minute or 10 minutes, they're like, wow, I didn't think anybody really cared. And I was like, no, man, you are valuable. You are someone worth getting to know. And whether they come to the church or not, well, you know, I mean, we pray all the time with people, for people. We pray at people, you know, whatever it takes, right? And but at least through the sermon, I'm really trying to, this is what the world assigns value as, but this is how God assigns value to us, and to bring a distinction, to bring truth to set people free. And so, you know, especially with that in trust, if people don't trust any us or anybody else, they're not going to receive anything from them. And it's like the 2 years we've been here, as like, all right, they just don't know us yet. They just don't know us yet. They know our flyers, you know, they know the knock on the door. They see us on the street corner, street preaching, or in Walmart, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, here, you know, most of it is like, who's this white guy coming up to me? But, you know, after 10 minutes, they're like, hey, Sean, you're a really cool dude, man. Thanks for at least asking how I'm doing. You know, I'm not telling them everything that they need to do. I just listen and I share my testimony, you know, 30 seconds or whatever they give me, and then leave the rest to God. And so hopefully, you know, like all the rest of us here, we're just contending revival for that. But this year, this coming year, I think a lot of empty promises have been broken. I think people are starting to realize that they're not getting everything they thought they were going to get.
Yeah, well, I think that thought of trust in the midst of generation where we've lost trust in everything, you know, I mean, even the government institutions that we're supposed to trust for, you know, what is a healthy drug and what's not. You can't trust anything these days. You can't trust the news. You can't trust your politicians. You can't trust your institutions. Most people can't even trust their own mother and father. So that's a really powerful thought, is learning not, yes, to trust in God, but that he has also entrusted this most valuable thing into our hands. That's pretty powerful. Good one, Pastor Kevin.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm just wondering, are there any other, you know, thoughts? Because between that, and we're definitely always contending for breakthrough and in our city and growth. And so, yeah, I was wrestling with it for a while, but I think today is where I really settled in on examples. Yeah.
Real quick, I have to sign off, but I just want to let everybody know it's been a pleasure being here with this group, and I'll go back and watch the rebroadcast of this, and hopefully we'll be at we'll be at the Prescott Conference. Hopefully I'll get to meet some of you guys in person at the Prescott Conference. But this is a privilege and an honor to be part of this group, and look forward to more of these Zoom meetings, actually, and whatever else happens in the future with this group.
Hey, Rick, cool. You my man, bro.
All right, Kevin.
Look forward to seeing you in Prescott. I'll be there in July.
Okay.
I'll see nice. You guys. Thanks for all joining right. us. Yes, sir. Right, we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Good to meet you.
You too.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to drag this out too much longer, but that is actually a really good idea for moving forward, is to organize some more of these meetups. And I think that could be helpful, and maybe with some certain themes in mind as we go through. So anyway, we'll come revisit that in the future. So let's talk about the coming year. Season 6 is coming up, and the only reason we're calling it season 6 is because this is the 6th year that we've been posting sermons. So it's really like season 2 of the Serious Sermon Podcast. So the question that I wanted to kind of present to you guys is something that Dave and I have talked about a little bit, and that is the VBPH Sermon Podcast still the best name for this? Because as we were considering this, like, you know, this started out as a project of our church for people who missed our services, and, you know, anybody who preached in our church would be able to go back and listen to it. But it's gotten so much bigger than that now, and it's kind of spread beyond VBPH here. And so my question was, if it is appropriate to make it more generalized, or and if so, then suggestions for what do we call this thing and how do we brand it? So like initially, let me just kind of illuminate the rest of the conversation. Dave says, well, is this a CFM podcast? And we were kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, that's it. We're CFM, but you know, we're not official Prescott, you know, like this is not necessarily endorsed by Pastor Greg Mitchell from the top, but you know, so we were kind of like thinking about it. Like, what do we, if we come back with season six and we don't have VBPH, then what is it? And do you guys have any good ideas or thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, because not until you just said it now do I think, and maybe, yeah, VBPH, right? Because I think I might have even heard about the podcast even before 4 months ago, before you pulled me in. But in my mind, it's a Virginia Beach thing. It's a Virginia Beach church thing. And then you pull me in, I realize, oh, no, it's so much bigger. It's more than that. But it, unless you pull me in to it, right, I didn't know. And maybe that's probably a lot of people throughout the fellowship think that, oh, yeah, I see Virginia Beach has a thing going on there. And I realize, no, this is more of the fellowship. But you're right, maybe not the fellowship name, not the CFM name. But and if not those two names, then what name? I know that's what you're hunting and fishing for. And unfortunately, I don't have a great idea. Hopefully somebody does. But I think it would be cool to have some other name out there. And so people could just automatically not just associate it. This is something for the Virginia Beach Church only. Yeah.
If I can piggyback on Kevin, I too would throw out my two cents that it would be great to evolve from the VBPH. And my first thought was CFM something. And I was like, but then you brought up the point. I'm like, oh, that's a very valid point. Because there's the CFMworld.com, there's the trumpet ministry, and so...
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to step on any toes there.
Yeah,
you know,
make
assumptions that... I mean, I guess I could make a reach out to Pastor Mitchell and see if he'd be willing to go that way, but that's one possibility.
You know, but for a podcast, I think at least the way the podcast is right now organized, I don't... You know, it wouldn't necessarily need for that to happen to tag on the CFM name. I do have an idea to throw it out. It would just be the spoken word podcast, because there's sermons, there's testimonies, there's old historic archived sermons from Pastor Wayman Mitchell. I mean, I don't know, you know, something along that line, perhaps, you know, the spoken word podcast. I don't know if that's taken or not. I have no idea. But I'm just thinking, you know, we tune into the podcast to hear words from somebody, you know, whether it be a sermon or a testimony. But that's just my two cents.
Something about inspiration came to my mind. Yeah, something like that. So we figured out who Zoom user is. That's Stevie Gauna, I believe, from Texas. If you are listening to us, go ahead and unmute and say hello to everybody real quick. Maybe not. That's okay. He'll remain a listener.
Hey, no problem.
That's all good. Thanks for joining us. So yeah. And then, also with that would come some new artwork. And so we've got a few weeks to think about that. So the plan is for season six to kick off at the end of January. We're going to take a few weeks off, and Dave and I will be allowed some breathing room. the episode that we'll be relaunching with is Testimony Tuesday. That's already been recorded with Pastor Brian Roenfeld, who's a pastor, a missionary in Indonesia. Powerful story. So we'll be coming back at that point. So any other thoughts or ideas about rebranding or new name for the podcast?
Hey guys, can y'all hear me?
Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Hey, Stevie. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm trying to figure this thing out here, so y'all give me some time here.
No worries. We have patience for people from Texas.
How's everybody doing?
We're great.
Good.
Maybe give yourself a quick intro for those who don't know you.
Yeah, Pastor Stevie from Southwest Austin, Texas. Took over the church. It's been already 5 years since 2017. So all the way from Austin, Texas.
Hello. Nice.
Praise God. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to see how long you had been a listener and how did you get introduced?
I just was listening to... I just got on the podcast and started looking up anything from the fellowship and ran into yours and then I got hooked up. And then my son's, he's with the premium podcast as well. His name's Isaac. He can't get on there right now at the moment, but he was trying to get on as well.
That's cool. Well, just so you know, this is we're recording this conversation. We'll be releasing it as an episode for the final episode of the year. So did you have a comment on the conversation we were having?
Yeah, just going back to that, we were talking about, I guess the theme or something like that, trusting with the gospel. I was thinking about the sermon that I preached. It was called Seeds of Grace. And I remember you were saying about certain ground. I do pest control, full-time pest control. And there was this one perimeter that I was spraying for bugs. And I happened to run into the perimeter and the concrete. And right in between, there was this huge plant coming out from the ground there. It was just a tomato plant. And I was like, okay, that's how did that seed get in that? So I was just thinking about seeds of grace is that, you know, we're scattering seed, but we don't know exactly where there's cracks or crevices where the seed can actually, since it's consistent with the seed, it's gonna grow something, but it has to find some type of crack or crevice. So I was just thinking about that. Like there is still hope for people that we might witness to that they might have some type of, heart that from the outward appearance, it seems like it's a hard heart or a stony heart, but there's always going to be some cracks and crevices there that it's just the grace of God is going to be, every time we witness to somebody, it's just God's mercy. But just wanted to add that on there just because I've seen people where I work with a lot of people at church where difficult situations, but they're actually changing. God's moving. God has a lot of grace and God is dealing with hearts and speaking people. He's breaking the fallow ground. So it's a powerful thing what the gospel does and a lot of seed that we have to throw out there, but eventually there's going to be people that are going to respond to that. It doesn't really matter what type of heart they are. If there's some type of crack or crevice, God's going to, the seed of the gospel is going to get inside and it's going to come to fruition. Definitely.
Yeah, that's a great thought. And yeah, the idea is that we don't always know where people are at. So that's why exactly. We've got to be faithful to preach to everybody, the whole world, right? So very cool. So the other question that we had for this audience before we wrap this up is we kind of set the formula early on of what sermons were coming out on which days, but that is not something that we want to keep in stone. And so, you know, you guys know the schedule that they usually come out, Instant Classic Mondays, Testimony Tuesdays, Wayman Wednesday, Pastor Campbell on Thursdays, Next Gen Fridays, and then Study Day Saturdays. And then we were posting sermons from our church on Sundays, but we are definitely open to recommendations for how to switch that up for the next season. Thoughts on strengths and weaknesses of the current schedule and how we might be able to improve.
Yeah, if there's something you don't like about it, please tell us. If you don't like the opening theme music or if you don't like the the intros, I don't know, but or the sound quality, anything, you know, hey, could you guys do this better? I've noticed this. We'll take it. We'll take all advice.
Yeah, no, guys, I think you guys are doing a wonderful job with it. I don't have any critiques, anything that I could think of personally right now that can be done better, but I think it's phenomenal that you guys are thinking about that, right? You're thinking about, you know, what you're doing and what can you improve upon and doing better. And that'll be a part of my prayers. I'll be praying that, you know, give you guys wisdom and solutions to, you know, improve this platform. And maybe I'll get some ideas in the next couple of days, recommendations, I'll float over to your way. But I think it's just phenomenal that you guys are thinking about that and you're touching base with the audience, with us asking for input. The right track. You guys are on it.
So that's kind of one of the weaknesses of the whole podcast platform. Is that it's great for getting information out. It's horrible for receiving feedback. So we have no idea. Like all we can see is number of downloads. We can see number of subscriptions, but you know, it's very rare that we get any kind of feedback from anybody. So we're kind of just operating on blind. What do I like? You know. And assuming that everybody else likes that, but that's not always true. So that's why we want to ask this question. And so, yeah, let me just follow that up, Pastor Kevin, by saying that anybody who's listening to this, you have a voice too. We want to hear from you, whether that, you know, you're listening to this the day it comes out or a year down the road, please get in contact with us. And if you have a great idea or a recommendation, or you have a sound booth full of sermons that you're sitting on that you could share with us, that would be really, really helpful. But yeah, please, Dave and I could really use feedback of what we can improve. Anybody else have something that you want to add?
I just have a quick question for Miss Campbell, Mrs. Campbell. You said you had a brain tumor. Do you still have a brain tumor?
I do still have a brain tumor. So what I was diagnosed with is actually non-curable brain cancer, anaplastic astrocytoma. And so, I ended up having a major seizure. It was really a God moment. I was driving home, started feeling really weird, pulled over, put my flashers on. And they took me in. I had almost a 4-inch tumor in my brain. And when they went and did the surgery, they were able to get probably about 70% out safely and stitched me back up. So God has been so gracious. And just honestly, sometimes, you know, it's like those valleys ended up being blessings. You know, when I was growing up, I was a nobody. I was like the loser kid. Nobody knew me. And then everybody started saying, yeah, we've been praying. People I didn't even know, you know, it'd be announced at like conference, you know, pray for Alyssa. And I'm like, now I'm famous. but every day is a blessing. It is what it is. So.
How recent was this, Alyssa?
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years since I had my surgery. Ended up going down to Arizona, the Mayo Clinic, and had chemo and radiation there, which that was awesome. Just being part of the Chandler Church there and having everybody around, especially coming, you know, from a place where I don't have a fellowship. You know, I don't have a fellowship church. And so, took chemo for a year and honestly got tired of it. Actually, confession, quit early. And honestly, it is a miracle. It is a miracle. As of right now, everything's stable. So.
Very good. Praise God.
Well, that's a great point to begin asking for prayer requests as we wrap this up. That is definitely something everybody here can add to their list to begin praying for Alyssa and her family and the new church that's being pioneered there. That's pretty cool. So we'll throw it out there. If if before we do that, but just want to make sure that there was no other good suggestions for improvements or any pain points that we can improve on before we close this out. Everybody's starting to look tired, so we better kill this thing quick. So let's go around the horn one more time. And if you want to share your current prayer requests for all of those prayer warriors out there, let's start with Pastor Nick Half.
Okay, so I'm in Cincinnati. Like I said earlier, a lot of desperate needs, not just outside the church, but inside the church. I don't know if it's just the culture and things that our world is currently experiencing, but just one prayer request for 2023 would be genuine touch of God, pillar shaking. God would just come down and touch his church here in Cincinnati, and that would bleed out into our streets, and it would be dangerous to be a sinner and walk by the church without feeling the presence of God, somebody pouring out of the church and grabbing somebody and pulling them in, and just out of a genuine heart of, we want to see people saved. We just really need a genuine move of God. And I'm sure that's pretty general, but we really need a move of God.
Amen. I think, yeah, we can all claim that one for sure. Pastor Kevin.
Yeah, nothing to add to that. Pastor Half nailed it. That's exactly our sentiments here in Laurel, Maryland. So, yeah, please continue to pray and move of God in our church, in our city. And, we're contending, breakthrough and wisdom. God give me wisdom to, lead his people and wise decisions. And, please pray for us. Thanks.
Pastor Stevie from Austin, Texas. Prayer requests? Anything specific?
Yes, just for key converts, and also praying for against the fentanyl that's going around as far as like in Texas. A couple of cities it hit some of the teens that one of my boys knew one of the guys that passed away. He had an overdose. And one outreach that we did was one guy we were following up. The next service, he went into eternity. And so one that just we're just believing in God for every outreach that God could just lead us to those who are just broken. And God will lead us to that as, when we take a step of faith out there, that God will lead us to those folks that are just tired of life, suicidal thoughts, empty. So it's just a breakthrough in that, and just praying for our nation definitely as well.
Amen to that. Let's go to Pastor Dave Smale, Kempsville, Virginia.
Well, as I see it, we need three things really. Wisdom, people, and a building.
Was that all?
Yeah, for now.
As for some sure there'll be more. Brother.
Amen. Yeah, I think, anybody who's pioneered can identify. So, and Pastor Sean Wolf, any specific prayer requests that we can lift up for you?
One, and I do want to jump on the bandwagon for breakthrough. A lot of us are feeling that and want that. But one of the new converts, her name is Kayla. She's 26, and I think it's osteoporosis, some sort of spinal cord disease. 26, four babies. It's weird. Just like she's explaining all these, I thought I wrote the book on medical conditions, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so young and all these things. I'm like, don't know all the whole laundry list there, but you know, just for God to move, you know, just praying for her healing. And yeah, just those tides, we can have some supernatural miracles that our communities will see that, and God will draw them to him as we lift them up.
Sounds like she might be in a church where she can be ministered to.
Praise God.
Well, I will echo all of those desires and sentiments, because I've been praying for replenishment in our church. We launched Dave and Caitlin out, and so we are struggling in a few areas where, you know, where they were ministering, and song service and finances and all of those things. And when you send out the best couple in your church, we're now feeling that quite a bit. So we're praying God gives us, 10 more couples to replenish the congregation. So yeah, we can, so we'll close this out by, if everybody can attempt to do a 2 or 3 minute prayer as we close this out, that would be great. And I think, would be a blessing for anybody who's listening. Dave, we'll start with you. Close us out with a closing prayer.
Father, we're just so grateful, God, tonight, that God, for this gathering, God, for this time together, Lord, God, these testimonies, Lord, this ministry. Father, we just ask that you would hear from heaven tonight. God, you know what we have need of before we ever ask. God, we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to answer from on high, Lord God, every need that we've lifted to you tonight, God, the needs of breakthrough, God, needs of revival, Lord God, needs of healing. God, we're just believing you, God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for you are good, and we know that you're going to move, God. Thank you for what you're going to do, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Alyssa, could you pray for us?
God, I thank you that you would allow us to come before your throne, God. Your goodness and your grace and your mercy, God, is you've heard these prayer requests, that you would incline your ear, God, that we would see breakthrough, that your will be done, God, not just deliverance, but dominion through your spirit. God, that you would guide and direct, and that you would open doors, God, a spirit of wisdom and discernment and direction, God, for your people, that, God, we would be pleasing unto you. God, surrender to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Kevin.
Father God, we pray, God, right now we come before you, God, humbly, God. Lord, I pray, God, for every person, God, a part in this session right now, God, and all those who will listen in at some time, God. Lord, we're praying, God, for health, God, Lord, that you will protect us, cover us, keep us. Lord, I pray, God, that let the Holy Spirit, God, impart supernatural wisdom on us, God. Give us power, God, for today, God. Lord, to reach the lost, God, to win souls, God, in our cities, God. Those that are in our churches, God, hanging on, God, for dear life, God, we pray, God, strengthen every one of these souls, God, help us to power on, God, for you, Lord. Lord, that in all that we do, we would bring you glory, God, that we would praise you, God, that you would be exalted, God. Lord, that souls would be added into the kingdom, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's hear Pastor Stevie pray for us. Let's go to Pastor Nick then. Oh, no, he's there. Go ahead, Pastor Stevie.
Praise God. Father God, just thank you, God, for this time right now, God. I pray, God, for everyone that's here in this podcast, Lord. I pray your hand, your favor upon their life, their ministry, God, the people that you brought them, that you brought in their ministry, God. We just thank you for all that you're going to do. Lord, let your Holy Spirit be our guide in these last days, God. Give us wisdom and direction. In the area of fruitfulness and destiny to be unfolded. We just thank you. We ask you overshadow, protect our fellowship, God, from any strategy from hell. And we come against every demonic strategy upon the couples, God, and as those who are pioneering, God, our leadership. We ask, Lord, that you would just cover them, God. And we ask, God, continue, God, to raise up the next generation that will take the mantle, God, of the gospel leadership, God, to
their generation. I thank you, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Nick, please pray for us.
Father God, we just come before you, God, once again, grateful and thankful, God, for this platform, this assembly of these believers. Father, I pray, God, for every church, every person listening to this recording or even live right now. Father, I pray, God, whether they need a spiritual, physical, emotional a breakthrough, God, I pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord. I lift up pastors and their wives, their children. Draw a bloodline around them even right now, God. Give them breakthrough in their personal lives as well as their congregations. Lord, I lift up, God, every person, God, that is listening to this podcast right now, God. I pray meet with them in this new year, Father God, coming up, God, that our hearts would even now be attuned to your spirit, Father God, our spiritual ears open to your voice, Father God. You would speak and whisper to your people, God. God, divine wisdom, God, I pray give us handfuls on purpose, Lord. I'm giving you all the praise, honor, and glory, God. We dedicate right now this platform to you. We dedicate this new year coming, God, to you, Father God. It is your glory, for your glory, Father. We thank you. Bless the work, God, I pray, that we are going to labor this year. Bless it, God. Multiply it for your kingdom purpose. We give you glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Sean.
Father, we just appreciate you. So thank you, God, for the wonderful miracles that we have experienced, oh God. And I ask, God, that you would be our shield, our exceedingly great reward, my God. Lord, that we would be a people of power, God. We ask for dominion and authority, that as we walk, God, that people would ask us for the reason and the hope within us, that we would answer with meekness and fear, oh Lord. God, that we would speak words, good words, in due season, that it would be golden and silver apples, God, and to those who would look upon us, that they would see the light of Christ in us. God, that you would anoint us with power, with the Holy Spirit. Work through us, oh God. Lord, as we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That the words we speak from your Bible, God, from your Spirit, oh God, would set them free, God. Set the captive free, God. Position us in the right place at the right time and through the right people, my God, and speak the right words, oh God. Let us be ambassadors, oh God, as we bring this gospel, this kingdom of love and security and of your gospel to be declared upon this earth, God, that we would experience, God, a great and mighty revival, God. Lord, that we would be that people demonstrated by power by your Spirit, God, and we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And to close this out, Lord, we just are so grateful once again that you are on your throne, that you are sovereign, that you are in control. And God, just that you would help each and every person who hears this to put even more trust and confidence in you as we move forward, God. In 2023, let it be a year of fruitfulness and breakthrough, God, and restoration and healing, God. Give us hands to the plow and without looking back. God, we thank you for the grace and the mercy that you've shown us. Lord, may we be faithful as you've been faithful to us. And I thank you, Jesus, that you've given us so many people in this audience that have a heart for you, have a heart for your kingdom. I pray encourage them, strengthen them, raise them up, God, that you would trim those low-hanging branches of fear and doubt and unbelief and greed and whatever is holding us back, whatever baggage is stopping us from moving forward. But God, that you would help us to step into new levels of obedience and confidence in you. We thank you for the opportunity that this podcast has afforded us, and we pray that people would be blessed through it. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, all of you who are still with us. We thank God for all of you. We appreciate you guys joining us for this meeting tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and for the audience that's still listening, we do want to just throw out there that if there is something that you would like to add to this conversation, as was mentioned, please feel free to reach out. If you have some good ideas or recommendations or suggestions or even complaints, we'll call them constructive criticisms. We would really appreciate to hear from you. So if you're listening on Spotify, one thing that you could do there on Spotify, there's actually a Q&A section on every single episode, which is kind of a cool feature. So you can go there and leave a comment on individual episodes if you want. We also want to ask, you can always reach out to us by email. If you are in the premium podcast, obviously you can text us through the WhatsApp group. We want you to be connected in that way. And man, what a blessed year it's been. It's crazy to see how much God has done with this. We currently have close to 80 paid subscribers. We broke the giving record again in the last month. We're now raising over $400 per month for world evangelism. You guys are the ones that are making all of that possible. And so we just are blown away and grateful and thankful for all that he's doing. So thanks a lot, guys. Any other last words before we close out? All right.
Yeah, let's do 100 subscribers. Let's get some more, 20 more. Let's be evangelistic.
I'd say that's a pretty good goal. So, yeah, well, we're taking a break for a few weeks, and then season 6 begins at the end of January. We can't thank you enough. And in the meantime, there's plenty to go back and listen to if you get a hankering for a sermon. So we appreciate you guys. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon.